it's almost like a recheck and a rebalance. And we get all these patients, you know, young women who've had unexplained infertility, and all of a sudden they start taking LDN and they get pregnant. And we have, you know, patients who have had unexplained pain that haven't been able to walk, or MS, and all of a sudden they're now able to walk.
Welcome to the Beautifully Broken Podcast. I'm your host, Freddie Kimmel, and on the show we explore the survivor's journey, practitioners making a difference, and the therapeutic treatments and transformational technology that allow the body to heal itself. Witness the inspiration we gain by navigating the human experience with grace, humility, and a healthy dose of mistakes. Because part of being human is being beautifully broken. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Beautifully Broken Podcast. This has been a listener request for quite some time. We are here with Samantha Lebsack, and she is an expert among many things, I'm sure. LDN, low-dose naltrexone. This is something that the mold and the Lyme community often finds little clues of awareness about their journey towards wellness. So we are going to talk about this very unique immune balancer, we'll say to begin, but we might learn more about what it actually does without me talking anymore. Samantha, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
It's such an honor. You know, you work for Belmar Pharmacy, or work with Belmar Pharmacy. That's one of the areas around the country who, in my opinion, does one of the best formulations of LDN. Can you tell the audience a little bit about your background and how you became involved with not only Belmar, but the interest around low-dose naltrexone?
Sure. So I came to Belmar about 6.5 years ago. Belmar is a compounding pharmacy, so we make everything here from scratch in-house. I work with clinical trials. We do a lot of different trials around the country, all over the U.S. And then we also have a huge client population of LDN. So we ship out probably 800 LDN scripts a week. So we see it all. We generally know what's going on, the newest recommendations, the newest dosage recommendations. I have been working with Belmar, like I said, for 6.5 years, and have also attended numerous conferences with the LDN Research Trust with LDN, have done webinars, in-services for providers, trying to kind of spread the word to providers, you know, educate them, because it isn't something that is, I would say, a mainstream treatment right now. It's kind of more of an integrative medicine thing. And so we're trying to, you know, get it out there to providers, especially since it's such a cheap alternative. I mean, it's so inexpensive, and it's worth a try, I think, for most conditions.
Well, let's go there. If we could first, in your words, in your experience, what is LDN and what is it used for?
Sure. So LDN, I like to call it an immune modulator. So I will get into, maybe some of you might be interested in, like, the mechanism of action, which is, I think, really important to touch on, because there's kind of two different trains of thought here. So the first train of thought is it binds to the opioid receptor. And so it's considered an opioid receptor antagonist. So it binds to the opioid receptor, and while it is bound to that opioid receptor, it tricks the body into thinking, okay, I need to make more receptors and more endorphins. Then when it releases from that receptor, you get this rush of endorphins, you have more receptors, and that endorphin rush is what is thought to regulate the immune system. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then the second method I like to tell people is it is a toll-like receptor 4 antagonist. So this means that it stops all those pro-inflammatory cytokines. It stops it right at the toll-like receptor 4, it antagonizes that, and then stops all those inflammation markers that you see. So that's another way that it in turn regulates the immune system. So that's kind of the two basic ways I like to tell people that LDN works, low dose naltrexone. And so those are at those lower dosages, you know, around 4.5 milligrams, you could say, but we can get into later how that we've got dosages now all over the board. because a lot of patients will Google, you know, naltrexone, and they think that it's the 50 milligram strength that was approved by the FDA, you know, back in the 80s. So not the same thing there. Naltrexone approved back in the 80s is high dosage used for opioid and alcoholism generally. And then the low dose naltrexone is used more for autoimmune diseases, pain. Mood disorders have really come into popular recently, especially probably in the last 2 years, I would say. A lot of mold, a lot of mast cell activation syndrome patients, which is kind of a newer disorder that really picked up recently. I mean, gosh, we're seeing it used as a trial for almost anything nowadays.
Incredible. Mm-hmm. Incredible. So, as you know, as you're listing off all these things that LDN is becoming known for as far as an immune modulator, and I love that word, modulation, being moving that immune system in the correct direction. Mm-hmm. What are some of the most exciting applications that you're seeing LDN, low-dose naltrexone, used for?
I would say the things that I find to be most exciting are the new, you know, mood disorders, PTSD, depression, anxiety, because obviously right now, even with the pandemic, those are like, you know, mental health is a big topic. And, you know, anything that's a cheap alternative that's showing promise, I think that's important. I also really love that it's being used more for women's health. So many things about women's health that is very important: endometriosis, PCOS, unexplained infertility. I can't even, some of those topics, which we can get into, I'm just so happy that it's like seeing such positive benefit, right? Because a lot of those things tie back to inflammation, tie back to like an unbalanced immune system. And so if we can get a patient in check with their immune system, all of a sudden, all of their systems in their body start functioning normally. And so it's almost like a recheck and a rebalance. And we get all these patients, you know, young women who've had unexplained infertility, and all of a sudden they start taking LDN and they get pregnant. And we have, you know, patients who have had unexplained pain that haven't been able to walk, or MS, and all of a sudden they're now able to walk. Their pain is relieved. We've had patients who call us who cry on the phone about how this is so amazing. They never want to get off and it's changed their whole life. We get that very frequently.
Incredible.
And so, yeah, it makes a big difference. I mean, I don't even think I can narrow it down to what I think is most important, because every patient, it's made such a difference. I mean, we've had plumbers who have used it for, you know, RA in their hands and with for pain, and were out of work, and now all of a sudden they're back in work and it's a life changer. So it's hard to say, because it affects people, you know, in so many different ways.
I want to open up that door and go down a little further, because rheumatoid arthritis, the standard of care typically is to shut down the immune system with something like a mexitrethate or steroids, which have obviously long-term implications on our health, really do show actually, for the most part, to shorten lifespan and to increase complications anytime you ever go into a surgery or how you regulate. Oh my goodness, my friend last week, she is a hardcore biohacker. So she wears one of the constant blood sugar monitors, the glucose, and she watched her spikes after food. She happened to get shingles. So they gave her a course of steroids, and she couldn't believe her blood sugar for the week. Terrible, terrible dysregulation. And you know, that's from one course of steroids. So some of these treatments, I think we watch the commercial, we show the guy doing cartwheels down the beach with RA, you know, and you go into your doctor and you ask for that drug. You're like, I want to do the cartwheels. I want to go into a deep squat and lifting a baby over my head. They don't realize that the reality is, A, that's very rare that you have a response from something that's going to shut down your immune system. And B, there are great costs if you ever look at the biological costs of those drugs on your system. From my understanding, LDN has, as far as side effects or risk with the body, it also seems like one of these new modalities that is very safe. Is that your experience?
Definitely my experience. What we like to do is we titrate patients, and sometimes that scares patients at the beginning. They're like, oh, I have to titrate up But in reality, we're only titrating these patients up because some patients report sleep disturbance for the first week or two. So if we do a slow dose titration up, then they normally don't have any of those type of side effects.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we do the titration up. We don't do it because we're trying to, you know, like build it up in the system, or if you stop taking it, you're going to withdraw. There's none of that. You can stop mm-hmm. taking it anytime and there's no withdrawal. So mm-hmm. it's a very safe drug. And like I said, it's such a low dose
yeah.
that really the only side effects I see are sleep disturbance for the first week or two. Sometimes there's headache. Sometimes there's some constipation or some diarrhea. That's more rare. Maybe for more IBS patients, I see a little bit of that.
Mm-hmm.
But the safety profile of LDN is really great. I mean, even patients who have renal failure or hepatic failure, we rarely dose adjust based on any of those values. Usually it's fine even at the 4.5 milligram strength.
Yeah, let's talk about dosing a little bit.
Sure.
So as a self-experimenter and somebody who works with Belmar myself, you know, I was connected with someone. It was probably 8 or 9 years ago that I first heard about LDN. Couldn't get anybody to write a script for me. I think I searched all over the country to try it, because really, if your doctor, if your GP looks this up, they're going to see this is for addiction at 50 milligrams. Why do you want mm-hmm. this? And you're going to come to them with some type of an article that says there is some efficacy. I started out at like a half milligram, being someone who had mm-hmm. struggled with long-term Lyme and a mold exposure. For myself, I was overly sensitive to any time I would start anything. And mm-hmm. what is the rationale? Do you want to move people towards that 4.5 or 5 milligram dose, being that you want to get them to that upper limit that they can tolerate, or do you just go by symptom?
So how I like to start is I like to talk to the patient first, because if I have a patient, let's say like you, who might be very sensitive, is a little nervous, then I like to go more conservative, and I like to maybe even start, you know, use a 1 milligram tablet and have them take a half.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say we check in at 2 weeks and they're like, things are going well, I'm feeling pretty good. Then I'm like, okay, let's titrate up to 1. Let's start there. And then maybe do a slower titration where maybe it takes a couple months to get up to maybe like 3.5 or 4. When I tell patients, like, you know, you've gone too high if all of a sudden you titrate up and you all of a sudden start not feeling very well, maybe you have a headache, maybe you're like, oh, I just feel a little off today. Then I tell patients, okay, go back down. And then they'll be like, oh, I feel great. And I'm like, okay, then you're going to stay at that dosage. And it might be 3, it might be 1.5, you know, it might be 9. It might be 9.
Mm.
And that's where they kind of stay. Nowadays, it's not everybody has to get to 4.5. It's
yes.
not that way.
Yeah. That's interesting. You said the 9. So let's say you have a plumber come in with bad rheumatoid arthritis in his hands. Are you going to mm-hmm. keep moving until he gets relief from the symptom that he is really most interested in? Do you find that people just keep trying to find a level where they feel a significant amount of pain reduction?
Yes and no, kind of. I usually try to, once I get them to 4.5, I might leave them there for like 3 months. Because mm-hmm. I think you need to have like a full 3-month trial before you tell me this doesn't work, because some patients will say, I feel great after 2 weeks, and some say they don't feel anything.
Mm-hmm.
So first off, I like them to try for at least 3 months. And then I like to play with the dosage a little bit more, maybe bump up. Some providers really like to dose based off like C-reactive protein, more of inflammation markers.
Mm-hmm.
And so I might even see doses of 18, or I might even see doses of 36. And so none of that is quite alarming. We're pretty familiar with that here at Belmar. It's more of a patient-specific thing. I don't just say like, oh, you should always be at 3, because it's never that case.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of sense to me, case by case. I think that was mm-hmm. one of the things that drew me to Belmar, is the ability that you guys have to compound the medication with no, specifically, this was a really interest for me as a mold Lyme person, who were always oversensitive. that there are no mm-hmm. additives. You could pick the capsule that you wanted. Mm-hmm. And actually, you guys press yours, so you don't use a capsule. But, you know, for me, finding something that didn't have gelatin, which I was mm-hmm. sensitive to, it was like every little thing. So can you talk about the purity and how you guys actually create the LDN at Belmar?
Sure. So we get the API power from an FDA-approved facility. And so we have the raw ingredient. And then we have tablet presses here, which is different from a lot of other compounding pharmacies, meaning we like dry powder press the tablet mm-hmm. together. On the tablets, we use microcrystalline cellulose as our filler. And we're able to dry powder press these and we get really good results. I mean, we send out, you know, random sampling to third-party labs to make sure that our products are what we say they are. And it's been great because they're scored. So they're easy for titration, especially for those patients at the beginning who are trying to figure out what is my best dose. Because mm-hmm. with capsules, I mean, I guess you could try to open it up, which I do not recommend, and try to figure out your dosage. But like you said, there's gelatin or there's, you know, a veggie capsule. And we do offer capsules for patients because there are a lot of mold patients, a lot of mast cell patients who might need rice flour or they might need sucrose. So we do offer some of those other types of fillers and capsules. But, you know, microcrystalline cellulose is very benign. It's found in almost everything, paper, toilet paper, almost all tablets that you have. So we get very good results. I'd say about 90% of our business is probably those tablets for LDN.
I have to say, I had tried LDN in New York City from a pharmacy, and it mm-hmm. straight up, I could hands down say it didn't work for me.
Mm-hmm.
What maybe it was the capsule, maybe it was timing. It was probably 8 months to a year later that I revisited a podcast. I always hear people raving about it. And I was kind of, you know, I was annoyed, a little mm-hmm. triggered. I was like, yeah. man, I tried, nothing works for me. I really, really gave that a go. And I was encouraged to reach out to Belmar and just do, you know, look at a compounding pharmacy, look at somebody who's very, very pure as far as the ingredients. And then there were no additives. There was also a benefit of talking with the staff who had worked with so many people. You've mm-hmm. mentioned mast cell activation. Can you just mm-hmm. give a little explainer on that for the audience, for those who aren't familiar?
So mast cell is hard. Basically, they can have a reaction, any type of an allergic reaction to anything almost. I mean, we've had extreme mast cell patients who will react from entering a building just by the air that they come in contact with. So these are very sensitive patients who require a lot of different types of antihistamines, very specific diets that they follow. And it's been in the last 2 years that we've really seen this growth of these patients, but obviously they're getting better. It's like they don't know what's wrong with them for a long time until they finally find a doctor who believes what they're telling them and they get the diagnosis usually of mast cells. So they're hypersensitive to everything in the environment, basically. And so if we can kind of get a handle on their immune system, get some antihistamines in them, cleanest products possible, then they start responding better and kind of get over that initial hump. But it can be, I mean, these reactions can be very severe. I mean, they could end up in the hospital just by certain air that they breathe, we've seen.
Yeah, we've mentioned this on the show before, along with Lyme, along with mold, some of these mm-hmm. autoimmune responses to the environment. I've seen people be reactive to water.
Exactly.
I've seen people be reactive to water. As hard as that sounds to comprehend, your body is in such fight or flight mode that everything is a threat, mm-hmm. you know, on the base level. You know, we talk a lot about the body is the conglomerate of many different systems that are all talking to each other. And, you know, we are around a lot of technology, a lot of non-native EMFs. We're living in homes that have questionable building materials. There's a lot of things that don't necessarily complement the communication between different cells and different organ systems in the body. So the environment can be a huge factor to how sensitive people are. Now, the two schools of thought are, and we've both seen this, is that people either move off into the woods and they go live in a tent, and they avoid everything that humanity has to offer, or you address the communication cell-to-cell, organ-to-organ system in the body, and we try to be a little more robust. My vote is for trying to be a little more bulletproof, not having to avoid everything on planet Earth. And I think for many people, LDN has been a solution for that, or at least greatly minimized how sensitive they perceive the world.
Agreed. I agree. Like I said, when you and I were just talking about purity too, I do also like to mention that since the tablets are so small, about the size of an eraser tip, that there's such less additives than you would say, let's say, a bigger capsule. Mm-hmm. So there's so much less inactive ingredient that I also think that benefits a lot of patients. Maybe that they've tried microcrystalline cellulose in capsules and they say, oh, it doesn't work for me. Well, let's try less inactive and, you know, a way smaller product. And it is a higher quality product.
I couldn't agree more. I'm sure it's different for everybody. I'm not going to peg a percentage on you. But what do you think? Do you have a general perception, again, from your experience in a clinic, success rate with LDN? What people find the greatest success? What imbalance? Is it the autoimmune? Is it Lyme? Is it mold? Is it the mast cell activation?
For LDN? Oh, gosh. The thing is that providers are using it for such an array of disease states these days, and we're seeing such positive benefits and all across the board that I can't really pick one that I say, like, this is it. I mean, if I say autoimmune, technically everything can be related to autoimmune, right? Because if you're in balance, then it's going to throw off your other systems in your body. So, I mean, obviously autoimmune, I would say, but like I said, all of a sudden I'm seeing all this mental health stuff and it's really benefiting all these. I mean, PTSD has been this new thing. All of a sudden I'm seeing it used a lot for, and we're seeing great results. So I'm like excited about that. I don't have that many patients yet because it's a newer disease state it's being treated for, but we're seeing great results. So I can't really pick one that I think it works the best for.
Now, I've read a little bit about this. Can we talk about the C word a little bit? Do you ever have people coming in? There's two C words now. Now there's COVID and cancer. Now there's new ones, of course, in 2020. Now, I've read a little bit of research about people using LDN for immune system modification while going through their cancer journey. Have you been able to work with some people under the same pretense?
Yeah, I highly recommend. We have some cancer docs that are open to it. Dr. Khan out of Canada, Toronto, fabulous speaker, very, very educated oncologist who uses LDN very frequently. These great results. There's two train of thoughts I like to bring up with cancer, some for dosing, because some patients take it every day and some patients are told to take 3 days on, 3 days off. I see both dosing regimens. So if you're one of those two, that's normal. LDN has a half-life of 6 hours. So generally, if you take it once a day, that could be considered pulsing or, you know, I see both of those and I see great results with cancer. I've seen tumors shrink with just using LDN. So I do highly recommend it. We get asked a lot about different types of cancers and LDN. And generally, I refer those, especially providers, on to Dr. Khan because he works more, obviously, with the different types of cancer treatments and LDN. So if anyone has questions, they can always reach out to us at Belmar. We're happy to direct you to them. But man, amazing, amazing things. But I've seen results with both C words, COVID as well. There's some studies out of the University of Michigan that are going on with LDN. So I'm seeing good results with both C words.
Yeah. So let's talk about that because I've actually had the opportunity to speak with some long haulers lately of COVID who are really, I mean, if I hadn't spoken to the people or seen before and after pictures of how compromised their bodies were, I wouldn't believe it. And I know for some people, it is not as simple as, you know, you're 11, 14 days and you're on and you're up and you're better. Obviously, we've had a large number of people in the United States pass away from C19, and we're seeing even more. It's so new, we don't know the long-term implications. So where have you seen the science point as far as benefit with COVID-19?
Well, if we go back to when I talked about the mechanism, right, it stops those inflammatory cytokines. And a lot of those patients where you've seen who have passed away, they kind of have this huge response, right? Their body almost overreacts to the virus. And so there's like a cytokine storm that kind of happens to some of those extremely ill patients. Where LDN, like I said, remember, it's a toll-like receptor 4 antagonist. So it stops some of that excitatory, you know, all of those cytokines, neurotransmitters. And so it does make sense that it would help with COVID-19, I think. Mm-hmm. And there is a study out of the University of Michigan that was going on using LDN in COVID. But it's hard because some patients get minimal side effects and some get the array. It's so hard to tell. And it must be some type of immune, how their body reacts to the virus. It's just so unanswered. One person reacts one way, the other person reacts a different. It's so unknown right now.
Yeah. Yeah. I continue to defer to, and again, it's a lot like Lyme or a mold exposure. You know, some person's in bed for 20 years. Another person is bit by 4 to 5 ticks a summer in a season, and they're full of the bacteria and they're never symptomatic. There isn't a problem. Right. I mean, I always go back to, again, it's a supercomputer. It's how do you react to the stimulus and who do we blame it on? I always look to the fact that I have a little bit of sovereignty over my body. I can choose what I eat, how I think, how I sleep, how I manage my perception of stress, which is so empowering. And I think what we're seeing right now, again, not a doctor, but in my perception, we're seeing people who are having evidence that there is a biological cost to not living in alignment with nature. You know, if we're designed to eat, sleep, and play and be creative, and we're all locked inside right now, and there's no community, and there's not a lot of joy, and we're suffering under depression, no doubt people are experiencing PTSD as we go into our second set of lockdowns. My phone has been ringing. Like, I've had 3 calls this week already of people that, like, can't handle it. I'm going to lose my shit, yada, yada, yada. So I know that's a real thing. And I think in this time, we've got to look for solutions. I'm going to pivot to, let's talk about cost. Because a lot of times we talk about these great treatments and they're so awesome and they're just not an affordable price point. It's just, you know, I'll give you an example, a stem cell injection, you know, $12,000. They work for half the people. The other people get more sick. We've got things like hyperbaric oxygen chamber. Great for PTSD. You know, 20 dives, 30 dives, maybe it's $4,000 or $5,000. So it can get really expensive. Can we talk about the price point of LDN?
Yeah. So we like to standardize our prices here at LDN. So for our tablets, for 90 tablets, it's $55. So that's great.
So that's quite a financial risk for a 90-day, you know, throw it in the bucket and see if it works.
Right, exactly. Why not try
why
it? Because
you?
If you're going to spend $12,000, why not try something that only costs for 90 days, $55?
Yeah.
I mean, and maybe that's why some doctors are so against it. They're like, no, that's too cheap. It can't work. I'm like, well, just give it a try. I mean, it's so reasonable, and especially with the tablets, to be able to dose titrate to figure out what's best for you, it's only logical that you at least give it a try.
You know, I don't want to push quote-unquote drugs on anybody, and at the same time, if you're suffering and you really are looking for something that there has been so much success at a low price point, this is a great spot to start where I have seen a lot of people find relief over the years. And even when I bring it up in circles of other functional health coaches, people in this field of coaching and just kind of educating on options, LDN always comes up. You always hear success stories around it. And it's one of those things, like you said in the beginning, there are very few side effects and it's incredibly safe as it is being administered right now. It's a very viable option for people. I mean, I don't know of many other things with the efficacy for $55 for 3 months. That's pretty profound. Let me ask you, going into this, because looking at different options for people, how would someone go about getting really good quality research on LDN to see if it's a good fit for them? Is there a place you send people?
Yes, there is a place I send people, and I sent it to you in the links. Belmar Pharmacy has a page on LDN, which is great. It has some of the research. But LDN Research Trust has a location on their page, which you have the link to, that has every single published paper, clinical trial, case study, and lays it out per disease state. So you can click, you know, do the drop-down menu to the disease state and it'll pull up all the published papers. I love sending doctors, patients, anyone there because it's so easily available. If you are going to listen to, you know, LDN Research Trust is where I send people. They're the ones who put on the conference. They're based out of England. Linda Ellsgood is the chair or the director, and she's amazing. Do you know her? Have you talked to her, Freddie?
I haven't, but I've listened to her speak before on a number of podcasts.
Oh, love her. She is we're very close with her, and I highly recommend her. Just her story and her books have been released, and they have the best up-to-date information at all times.
Yeah. You know, something just popped into my head. If we look at some of these alternative cancer treatment centers, like CHIPS and Medical Center, there's another one that's slipping my mind in Europe, that they do use modification of the opioid receptors along with standard of care. So along with chemotherapy, which does upregulating those receptor sites, you can have a better outcome. So I wanted to throw that in there at some point. It's not that, you know, Sam's saying some stuff, I'm seeing some suggestions. You don't need to throw away standard of care. This is something that in my experience, you could incorporate. Can you speak to that a little bit on how it integrates with what you're doing already?
Yeah. I mean, I even see it used with like methotrexate. I've seen that. I've seen it used with a lot of different, you know, monoclonal antibodies. So it's not that you don't want to listen to your doctor because like you can use these things together. We do have a lot of providers, a lot of MS providers who have used combinations of, you know, different drugs with LDN, and we see great results. So it's not just do LDN. Definitely keep following the recommendations of your doctor. LDN can just be used as an add-on. Sometimes you can get off of other drugs. So it is a really great drug, and it is can be used as add-on for a lot of different cancer, MS, a lot of drugs that initially you find scary, but in reality, it can benefit you even more.
Incredible. Well, I think that's a great start for us, Sam. I mean, great information. I love the LDN Trust. Now I do remember that. I remember going there. And again, when I got my no from my doctor who told me that Lyme disease wasn't real and fibromyalgia wasn't real, I brought that stack of paper from LDN Trust. I printed out everything. I set it on her desk. I was like, we're going to do this, or, you know, I'm going to go find a doctor who's going to do it. I always remind people the doctor actually works for you and you need to stand up as an advocate for your own health. And luckily we've got a great resource here with the LDN Trust, with Belmar Pharmacy, and many people are doing this or finding success. Again, this is an affordable option right now for people to move the needle forward in their health. So I really applaud you, Sam, for doing all the work that you're doing. And thank you. I know we had this scheduled pre-pandemic.
I know.
And it fell off. Sam expanded her family and then the world shut down, but we got on it. And this is such a request. I always have people asking me for all the possible information on LDN. We covered price, availability, what it's good for, scientific research. I think we got it all.
Yeah, I do want to add one thing. We can help you find a provider. We do this very frequently. So if you email pharmacy@belmarpharmacy.com and you know, just give us like your zip code, we can run reports to find LDN providers that you can call and see if you can make an appointment with. So that's always an option.
Wonderful. Great resource. So you said pharmacy@belmarpharmacy.com?
Correct. Yes.
Great. And we can put that in the show notes too.
Perfect.
Samantha, it's been a pleasure. I thank you so much for taking the time to be here with the Beautifully Broken audience. And we'll probably do another one. We'll do a follow-up.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure there's always information coming down the pipeline. And like you said, even since I became aware of LDN, the issues, the physical issues, the mental issues that people have been using have been expanding dramatically even in the last couple of years.
Definitely.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You are an amazing guest on the Beautifully Broken Podcast. One more question. The Beautifully Broken Podcast. Putting things back together is the beautiful process. Sam, what does it mean to you to be beautifully broken?
Oh, it means to me that you know, you're accepted among your peers and you like have a home and a great support system. That's what it means to me.
Wonderful. And one more question. You get a magic wand. You can bestow a gift on the world in 2020. What would it be?
Oh, love. That everyone just loves each other.
And
just
everybody loves each other. Thank you, Sam, for being a guest. Namaste.
Thanks. Bye, Freddie.
Ladies and gentlemen, you made it to the end of the podcast, and here we are at season 2. I think this is the beginning of something really beautiful. So one way to support the podcast is to head over to freddysaidgo.com and check out Freddie's Faves, where I've linked every 5-star product and healing modality you hear about on the show. Most offer significant discounts by clicking the link or using the discount code. Please know they don't cost you anything extra, and at the same time, they support the podcast through affiliations. So check out Freddie's Faves on freddysaidgo.com. My heart honestly thanks you for tuning in. And if you've enjoyed today's show, head over to Apple Podcasts and leave a 5-star review. It gives us the virtual thumbs up that we're doing things right. If you want to connect with me directly, I'm on Instagram at freddysaidgo or freddysaidgo.com through email. Now, this is a message from my vast legal team of internet lawyers. The information on this podcast is for educational purposes only. By listening, you agree not to use the information found here as medical advice to treat any medical condition in yourself or others. Always consult your physician for any medical issues that you might be having. That's it for today. Our closing, the world is hurting. We need you at your very best. So take the steps today to always be upgrading. Remember, while life is pain, putting the fractured pieces back together is a beautiful process. I love you.